Hello, Saints. So today I'll be going over a study I did called The Conviction of God versus the Confusion of the Flesh. And I want to start out in 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So the definition of conviction is the state of being convinced of error or compelled to admit the truth. And the Lord's Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He's the one that guides us into all truth. John 16:13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. So the Word of God, being the truth, and we see this in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. And the Word of God being powerful, able to divide soul and spirit. Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So when a man is convicted by the Holy Spirit of God, consequently he'll be led to the truth of God's Word, able to show him his error, teaching him how to flee it. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. On the flip side, man's flesh is deceitfully wicked, influenced by the world and false spirits, and when not rooted in the Word of God, is poised to take the broad path. 1 John 4, verse 6, We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So whether it be the spirit of God or the flesh, we can know it by its fruit. Has it led you into all truth, into the word of God, into a diligent search to find that which is pleasing to God? Or has it led you into compromise, trusting your own heart, your own feelings, in pursuit of fleshly peace? Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. My brothers have heard plenty of times out doing street ministry, I don't feel convicted about that, when broaching a topic on sin clearly visible in the Word of God. If one is not convicted by the Scriptures clearly identifying something they need to fix, it's clear that the flesh is directing that person, definitely not the Spirit of truth. Hebrews 10:26-27, For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Romans 8:8, So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Therefore, being led of the Spirit of God versus our own flesh are two totally separate things. When following the flesh, man can be influenced by Satan and the doctrine of his devils, who oftentimes exploit man's weaknesses to keep them in darkness, further from true conviction and a return to a holy God. Matthew 4:8-9. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 6:22-23, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Yet we know that every man has a conscience that has been given to us by God, pointing us to God and his truth, not being the truth in itself, but man can sear the conscience. Yet God's word never changes. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. So we're called to prove all things, testing even our convictions to see if they're aligned with the truth, keeping us on the narrow path. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Luke 13:24, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. We're also called to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts, including incomplete or false conviction. Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And we're called to follow after the Lord, the truth, the Word, Jesus Christ, in spirit and truth, adhering to His Word over our own feelings, over our own passions, and over our own flesh. John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So, in conclusion, Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So that was my study on conviction of God versus the confusion of the flesh, and we know that confusion is not of God. If you're following your emotions, your feelings, your passions, they change constantly. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked. We should be following the Spirit of God, the truth of God, the Word of God, which does not change unto eternal life. We need to build our foundation on the rock. If a man tries to build his foundation on anything other than the rock of God's Word, the truth, he's going to crumble. So our convictions have to be founded in the Word of God, not in the flesh, because the flesh can be influenced by Satan, the world, other people, whatever it might be. We need to have that firmness of Christ, the rock, the Word of God. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.